Fit people have it figured out. They've got healthy habits. What do fit people do that keeps them fit year after year after year? I'm gonna tell you. So from this day forward, you're gonna do what fit people do, not what fat people do. So let me tell you a story about how people get fat. You've seen sumo wrestlers. I mean, they're big, huge, 300, 400, 500 pounds. The bigger they are, the more powerful they are. These guys are great athletes, but some of them aren't big enough. They have to put weight on. And do you know what they have them do? Part of their training regimen isn't to eat more, it's to eat less. They actually have them skip breakfast. They actually have them starve until lunch. Why? Because your body will hang on to fat. If you want to be fat, start skipping meals. That's the best way to keep fat in your body. You want to look like a sumo wrestler? Well, then train like a sumo wrestler and start skipping meals. But if you want to be a fit person, do what fit people do and start eating smaller meals more frequently. We're not going to skip another meal. Never. You're just not going to do it. You're going to eat smaller meals every 2.5 to 3 hours, as opposed to going these long stretches with no food, trying to starve yourself for dinner. You're going to do what the fit people do. You're going to fuel your body every 2.5 to 3 hours. You need to eat more regularly. That's right, every 2.5 to 3 hours. And I don't care if you have to set your clock, your watch, your phone with an alarm, whatever. You should never go more than 3 hours without eating. And here's why. It's simple. It's making you fat. It's putting a layer of fat around your belly that happens because of a chemical process that our bodies go through when it believes that we are starving ourselves. Every 2.5 to 3 hours, you're going to start eating a small meal. And you know what? You'll never complain that you feel hungry on this diet. In fact, the only complaint you might have is that you sometimes forget how often you have to eat. Every 2.5 to 3 hours, you're going to eat a smaller meal. That's what fit people do. Fit people eat small meals many times a day. And it's science. The New England Journal of Medicine published a study, the results of which demonstrated that eating every 3 hours reduced the stress hormone that we all produce called cortisol. And what does that mean? When we don't eat for more than 3 hours, our bodies believe that we're starving. Then we produce a hormone that creates fat around our bellies. Why? Because fat is what we need to protect ourselves from starvation. It's a downward cycle that the longer you go without food, the more fat you store. Eat every 2.5 hours, your body knows it's fuel, and it will burn those calories as fuel instead of storing them as fat. Here's another example of what fit people do. They keep track of how many calories they have each day. I know you don't want to count calories. I also know you probably don't enjoy balancing your checkbook, but it's something you have to do. You have to know how much money is in the bank so you know how much money you can spend. The same is true of your calories. Not until you know how many calories you can consume in a day and how many you have consumed, can you then balance out your weight loss. You've got to write that down. I can't remember where I parked this morning. How am I going to be able to keep track of a whole day's worth of calories? I can't. So do what I do, do what fit people do, and jot down your calories. It only takes a second. Use your guidebook to help you estimate your calories, and before long, you're going to get really good at it. It'll just become second nature. At any given moment, I can tell you within about 100 calories how many I've consumed that day. If you don't know, right this moment, how many calories you consumed yesterday, how do you know how many calories you need to burn in order to lose a pound? Let me give you an interesting statistic. If you overeat by just 100 calories per day, you will gain as much as 10 pounds in a year. 100 calories, that's all. That's why you might not want to, but if you're going to start being a fit person, you need to start behaving as though you are one and recording your calories in much the same way you keep a balanced checkbook. It's that simple. You've got to balance your checkbook in exactly the same way you've got to balance your calories. Dieters hate going out to dinner. Fit people love going out to dinner. They'll eat at any restaurant. Fit people learn how to customize any menu to meet their needs and enjoy their food, enjoy their company. Here's what you're going to do. The next time you go out to eat, don't worry what restaurant people have chosen. Scan every ingredient on the menu. And then imagine you can custom order almost a la carte, anything you see. For example, let's say you see an entree that says fried chicken with steamed vegetables, and then another entree says grilled salmon with buttery mashed potatoes. Well, what you'll do is customize that. You'll order the grilled salmon with the steamed vegetables. This takes a little bit of tact. It takes some creativity. You've got to finesse the waiter or waitress and be sure to ask them for this favor. But it's your life. It's your body. It's your health. Take control over it and don't feel a moment of guilt. It's okay to ask for an entree to be prepared in a way that's healthier for you. Ask if the chef can hold the butter and use a cooking spray. That alone will save you hundreds of calories, tons of fat. Instead of filling up on bread, order yourself a salad. That way you have something to eat while everyone else is filling up on carbohydrates. This is how fit people enjoy going out to dinner, enjoy going to any restaurant they want. They take control of the menu. They customize their meals, and you can do that too. And here's one more thing that fit people do that you can start today, and that is stop eating 3 hours before you go to bed. Now, if you're like me, there are certain nights where I go to bed at 10. Some nights I try to get in bed by 10 and I don't make it till midnight. So I set a specific time after which I don't need food. My time is 7 p.m. That gives me enough time to digest my food, and if I'm so hungry, then you know what? It's time to go to bed. I guarantee you're not going to starve if you stop eating by 7 p.m. each night. Go to bed with a semi-empty stomach, and the rewards in the morning are a nice flat tummy. You'll wake up in the morning, you'll stand in front of the mirror, and your rewards are instantaneous. And you know when this starts? It starts tonight. It's routine, those things that we know happen every day at the same time, that make us feel safe, that make us feel balanced, that give us happiness. Make fitness a part of your everyday routine in just the same way fit people do. Now, if you go through your day hoping to find time to exercise, it won't happen, and you know that. It won't happen with regularity. Why? Because life gets in the way. It's got to be a part of your everyday routine. I would love nothing more than to be able to work out in the middle of the day. My energy's higher. I'm more awake. I'm more alert. It would be the ideal time physically for me to exercise. But the bottom line is, it's got to be a part of my everyday routine. And the only way I can make that happen with certainty is by scheduling it to happen before the sun comes up. So you might not be a morning person either, but I'm going to tell you that that's the best time to exercise because it's a time when you will have the least amount of interruptions. So don't pick the time of your day that works best for you physically. Pick the time of day, every day, where you know you will be without interruption. Because routine is something that fit people follow. Exercise is a part of their daily routine as much as brushing their teeth or any other activity.